Okay, there we had it. We had just a moment of technical difficulties. I'm here. Today is May 11th. Wow. We got a master number today, 2010. Beautiful. Okay, yeah, there's a lot going on the planet, and I'm going to talk about that for a few minutes, and then I want a little bit of us interacting together. And so let's see here. Okay. So we do have the Taurus new moon coming up on the 13th of May. And, of course, the new moon, the Taurus new moon that we're coming up on is a great time to plant new seeds. And we're going to talk about the kind of new seeds that we really want to plant on the planet at this time, what that really means. And that has a very deep and significant meaning at this time. We've had this Scorpio full moon, 4/28, April 28th, moving into this Taurus new moon. Of course, Scorpio is all the deep subconscious energy coming up. It's the depth, but it's also the power, the depth of power. So it could be all kinds of deep energies. So it's interesting that during this Scorpio full moon, Taurus new moon, we've had this oil spill. So that's basically what we're dealing with on the planet right now as our personal and planetary and collective message. What Yogi Bhajan's been talking to me about, and he likes to talk to me when I'll listen, and I do try to listen. Others of you may have had that experience that when we listen, we get to learn lots of things. But what he's been talking to me about is that what needs to happen on the planet right now is, as we move from the third to the fifth dimension, third, fourth, fifth dimension, that people on a planetary scale need to, instead of reacting so much or just feeling the emotional impact of things that happen on the planet, need to move into collective thought form reorientation action. So for those of you who saw Avatar, which probably everybody did, those scenes where they're healing people and the whole tribe, the whole group is sitting together and they're all moving around like in a circle and they're all chanting and they're all focusing their energy on the healing. That's in these higher dimensions that we're moving into in this ascension process. That's what we as a collective need to learn how to do. When there's a problem, whether it's a small problem or a big problem as we have right now, the collective needs to really learn how to focus its energy together and use the power of our consciousness to heal the situation and see the higher outcome desired, visualize it. This is how part of what we need to learn as co-creators on the planet, and the higher frequencies also make us more aware of our connection with planet Earth and how we actually influence the Earth. So this is the major lesson, because people get so caught up in the trauma and the drama and get really, it becomes individually, emotionally overwhelming, and we need to move out of that individual overwhelm into more of the collective consciousness. And this is what, of course, we've been working with the whole time on these calls, is our reconnection with Gaia, with the Earth, and out of that individual trauma that we're trained to live in under the Piscean control drama, dominator culture, 3D energies. So this is the big lesson of what's happening right now. And so in order to work with this perspective, one thing that is useful to do is just remember that we are multidimensional beings. So if we can look, say we can look, just be with our individual self and then go into the collective self, which is all of us on the call right now, and the connection with Gaia, with Earth, and then imagine that you're a starship or a spaceship, and then you're going around Earth, you're orbiting Earth, and you're seeing Earth from a distance.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Somebody could star six. I'm hearing somebody say okay. Sort of. Thank you. So, and then we're going around the Earth, and then we're looking at the Earth from a distance, and then we're going beyond that, and we're going through the planets, and then we're going through the galaxies. So this represents your multidimensional self, that we are infinite beings, and what we're learning as we move into the ascension process into 5D is we're learning to view reality, so to speak, or multiple realities from different vantage points, from different dimensions. So this is the big lesson of this oil spill, which of course we don't want it to happen to the planet. We want to heal the planet. This is the opposite direction. But it's important to go into that infinite multidimensional self, bring back the power of all the selves, and then with that integrated power, that's the mastery, is bringing back the power of all the selves into this dimension so we can co-create what we want in our own lives and with the planet. So just for a moment, if you can just imagine that you're going and going, and you go through all these dimensions and all these selves until you get totally connected with, you're not connected with your body, the planet, or anything. You're just living in the light of that multidimensional self that you truly are, the light of your soul, whatever words you want to put on it. And that multidimensional, infinite, higher self is, the key word is infinite, is immortal. That is the creator self. And that self, this is a pivotal point, that self will still be alive, so to speak, still will have consciousness even beyond the earth when you're not in body on the earth, and when the earth isn't even in its own body, when the earth has ascended even beyond having form, and maybe there's other earths, maybe there's other planets that have life, and now we're embodied on another planet, or our consciousness is on another planet. So it's important to go into the perspective beyond time, and then bring the power of that perspective back into this moment to integrate the selves. And that's where the power is. The power is when we can go beyond the identification and the limitation of linear time. And this is what happens when we are able to live from vision. And this is what I'm talking about, like, collectively, and we are doing this on our calls, which is why it's so beautiful, but when collectively we can do this with others, and more people can do this, that they can respond with vision rather than emotion. And this has to do with, of course, as we would say yogically, the sixth chakra or the third eye, the ajna chakra, seeing the unseen. And once we get into this chakra, you know, we bring our energy up, and all the, you know, yogis and meditators, you know this, and you project light out your third eye. Now you're beyond the elements. You're beyond the sensory organs, so to speak. You're stimulating the pineal gland, where the light of your soul comes into your pineal gland that lights up your body, literally like your nervous system is a circuit board being lit by your pineal gland. So when we can move into this sixth chakra, the third eye, and live from vision and be in our bodies and operating our bodies and doing what we need to do on the planet, this is the higher frequencies that we're moving into. The sixth chakra is the ability to command. Ajna means ability to command. And in this chakra, we are beyond time and space. We are beyond the confines, the restrictions of time and space. And this is where the Ida and the Pingala meet, and the male and the female currents come up. And at the third eye, we are not identified with either a male or a female, specifically limited by that form. We're able to allow all of our energies to move together, and allow our light to come up the Sushumna, come up our spine, and project out our third eye. So in this state of consciousness, this is where we move from that individual to the collective, to the cosmic consciousness. And once we're able to do that, and then we're able to do that as a group, and then more and more groups are able to do that, then we're able to align with the laws of the universal consciousness. And those are the laws of purity and grace and those things like that. So we're able to lift literally the muck of the planet that we're totally seeing with all this oil into a pure state. So when the two physical eyes merge with the third eye, then people are able to see their actions and relationships to the past, present, and future. They're just not seeing just one emotional moment in time. And so when collectively more people are able to see this, then they're moving from a state of creating karma. And then, like the Native Americans said, think about their actions. Think about whatever you do in relationship to seven generations. How is this going to affect the next seven generations? So this is the energy that we as this group are holding as the possibility. And at this moment, just being able to talk about this and hold this frequency, we're helping to anchor this into the planet. This is what needs to happen collectively on the planet. So, you know, Yogi Bhajan shaking his head saying, yes, we are doing a service, our seva, at this moment, just to think about this and be able to talk about this and hold this frequency as a group, for as a seed. And, okay, we're coming up on the Taurus new moon. Seeding, this is, as a group, our contribution. We're seeding this consciousness for others, for this to grow on the planet, so people can move from the limited awareness of what creates karma into the universal consciousness of Dharma, or what would serve the higher good of everything, of what would be in alignment with the highest truth, the highest frequency. So this is the eternal time beyond the tattvas, beyond the elements. And this is the place where the pull of desires, which could be the desire to control someone or the desire for greed. With the oil spill, and you've probably heard this, but I think it bears repeating because it's so poignant, that the oil company, BP, when they were putting in this pipeline a mile down into the ocean, there's a safety feature that they could have used. It had to do with, if there was a spill like this, that they could sonically control the pipe and they could stop the flow. There was something that would close the pipe off, and it was something they could control from the surface. And they knew about this, and this is being used in other places, in Brazil and Canada and other places. And they said, well, it's $500,000. We don't want to do that. And they leased this water, this offshore area, from the federal government. And the government said, okay, well, you don't have to do that. But yet they've already spent over millions and millions of dollars just trying to even stop the flow. So again, that's an example of, you know, short-term thinking. And now the government's Obama saying, you know, no, we're going to put a hold on offshore drilling and, you know, look into this a little bit more deeply. Well, thank you. You know, at least we're getting to looking at things from a bigger perspective. So when we can hold this frequency of vision as a seed pod for others, hold that vibration, we're just sending that vibration out and anchoring that in, so others can learn how to live from vision, how can live from the sixth chakra, live from the higher dimensions, and be in 3D. And this is what, you know, ascension is what we've been talking about on these calls. So I'm really feeling that right now in my body, in my navel center, in my feet, that, you know, we're doing that. We're all doing that together. So it's really beautiful. So it's the aspects of this are non-duality, the ability to command, the connection with intuition, our higher guidance, living from vision, clairvoyance, seeing the bigger picture, not limited by time and space, being in a space where light is emanating from the pineal gland. And, of course, we know that's our aura, where, of course, you see that in pictures of all kinds of spiritual masters where they have light around them. I'm sure those of you that see or sense organs, organs will be healthy too, but see the auras, see the light around people and feel it, feel the light. And so we're moving into this frequency where it is the power of truth, and it's also the quantum consciousness where light is able to leap from one electron to the other. So we're moving into this quantum consciousness, and so just us holding that that seed of that vision, this is going out into the field, this light of holding this frequency of vision, seeing the world, seeing the earth, seeing what needs to be done from vision. We're moving that energy into the quantum field. The electrons can literally leap around and move from one field of consciousness to the other. And it was really beautiful last night, if anybody listens to Coast to Coast AM, but they had someone talking about the oil spill, and then they had people calling in, and they were talking about, well, can't we just, you know, visualize seeing this oil being stopped? And that was beautiful, because there's millions of people that listen to that show. And I was visualizing, yes, I'm going to see this oil being capped and everything getting cleaned up. And to have them even say that on the radio, I think is a quantum moment. That thought form of everybody thinking about that, and I don't know how many people were, but probably a lot. I certainly was, and I'm sure everybody on the group has been thinking that. But to get out there for so many, even to say it for a moment, that millions of people could have that thought together to stop the leak was really a beautiful moment. So this is the kind of energy, and unfortunately, you know, this is the lesson, that we have to really go beyond what's happening and look at the bigger picture, and then come back to, okay, whatever, you know, we need to do, whatever actions we need to take, maybe it's getting the group together, or, you know, we meditate and we're on the call. So different things like that. But it is about integrating the power of our multidimensional self, and remembering that we are, like, our self really is like a light beam. We really are a quantum light beam, and that this light beam, it's like a holographic light beam, meaning that it reflects the light of the universe, it reflects the light of consciousness, is focused in the physical body. And so when we can move in connection with our light beam and allow that bigger beam of light to direct us, and then we're working with that, that's when we start to get more and more mastery over different dimensions. We start to gain mastery, and we become masters of this multidimensional operating system. So we're operating in 3D, but we're aware of the vision that we're holding in 5D and the other dimensions. So these multidimensional realities are starting to become something that we're functioning within. We're not just seeing the oil spill and getting emotional, but we're experiencing, okay, we need to go into action. What do we need to do? And we're experiencing light coming in. And we're not also caught up in just the fear that would bind us into a certain time frame, but we're feeling more freedom, that we're able to flow into a new form of consciousness so that we can really feel how our light is going around the planet, is our energy is being directed, is being focused to the places that need healing. And I know that's what everybody's doing, but what the scientists call our junk DNA, but the more we activate our multidimensional selves, the more of our DNA gets activated with this light, with this quantum light, the more we focus and meditate and activate our pineal gland. So we literally are being rewired right now. We're being integrated. Our consciousness is being integrated, allowing us to access more levels of awareness and to actually work with more levels of awareness, which gives us more power, more ability to help create these higher frequencies on the planet. So those are some of the things that are going on right now as we move from our own personal individual consciousness, where we perceive ourselves as an individual, and I'm speaking, you know, not just for the group, I'm really speaking collectively. This is what the possibility is happening for everybody on the planet, that the possibility is to move from the perception of just the consciousness of the individual to the consciousness of the collective for all humanity, that we are one human family, to the consciousness of the collective with humanity and planet Earth. That's another collective consciousness. and then keep going out? What's the collective of the consciousness with individual, all of humanity, planet Earth, and the solar system? Now we've just included another part of our multidimensional self, our multidimensional light self. And then moving out to the collective, including the galaxy, keep expanding our light. And then moving out to the collective of the universe so that we have that much light and are connected with that much of our multidimensional selves that we have mastery and movement and connection with all those pieces of ourselves. Because all of these collective realities really exist within the collective consciousness of cosmic consciousness. So our individual consciousness is surrounded by this collective consciousness, which is surrounded by planetary consciousness, which is surrounded by solar consciousness, which is surrounded by galactic consciousness, which moves us into our cosmic consciousness, which is where we come from. We come from this universal light. So this is kind of a headful, huh? So everybody just keep breathing, and let's go ahead and take a breath in, and we're going to bring that back down to our feet. It all has to do with staying connected 3D with all these layers. Wow. Up through our feet and lifting up on a solar plexus like we practice on the calls. And lifting our heart up. And if you want, you can lift your shoulders up, roll your shoulders back, bring your head back so it's sitting on top of your spine, neck lock, and breathing in. And you can even, if you want, place your palms forward, lifting up on your solar plexus, and inhaling and exhaling. And you can vibrate the Om. We practiced meditation before. The Om. And that connects us with the Mother and with all these other frequencies that we're talking about. So I think that's enough for one moment, so we're just going to go ahead and take a breath in, and breathe that in, and so we'll start our meditation with that, with our own vibration, and then we'll move into the Rama Dasa, and then we'll all talk for a few minutes, and we'll see how that is. So go ahead. Go ahead and inhale. See if you can align yourself with on your solar plexus. Push your shoulders up and back, and push your palms are forward at your shoulder level to practice our Om. And then so we're gonna and you focus at your third eye. And you breathe up from your feet, so we're just going to go ahead and try that for a minute. Yogi Bhajan saying, after you do vibrate the Oms and get that vibration going, and of course you can do it longer, you know, when we're not on the call. Now what he's telling us to do is, he said, go ahead, once your hands are back, and you've vibrated the Om, he's saying, for 3 minutes, then go ahead and bring your hands on your heart chakra, and then do some mas, 3 minutes of mas. We won't do that long on the call, but let's go ahead and bring your one hand, I have my left hand on my heart chakra, and then my right hand palm down on top of it. So let's do a few mas. Ma, 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 Beautiful. Inhale and exhale. Yes, so that's the meditation he's giving us today. At least 3 minutes of Aums and 3 minutes of Maas, and you can extend that time if you like to 11 minutes each. You want to do some Ramadasa now to bring the align all of our different multidimensional cells with all the multidimensional cells of Gaia and Yogi Bhajan Saoni. Remember that the earth has many cells too, and when we connect with our multidimensional cells and open up our chakras and our third eyes, that energy also activates and helps Gaia to open up her higher cells, and the planet's needing to be help from us right now with, you know, some of the things that are happening that we're talking about. So this will also, we'll pull the energy up and then down into our feet in a flow with Mother Earth. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
feel the energy in your heart, send it to Mother Earth. Exhale, inhale, send the energy to yourself, to your own body, to your own light, to your own third eye. And let it go, let it go, let it go. Beautiful, beautiful. And just breathe for a minute. And we'll all talk in a minute. I just remembered I wanted to tell you a dream that I had that the other day. I had a dream, and the dream was that I went to some kind of gathering, an event, and it was a place where we drove a car, and it was a big parking lot, and kind of like an outdoor concert or something. And so there's all these people and all these cars, and we're walking back from the event across the parking lot. And what I'm seeing is that the whole ground, there's crystals everywhere. There's these really beautiful clear quartz crystals. There's these red crystals. There's these beautiful green crystals, like emerald green, and they're all glittering and shiny. And I see them everywhere, and I say, just a minute, I don't want to go. I just want to pick up a few crystals. And I just started picking up these crystals, and I was holding them in my hand, and I was completely energized and transfixed by these crystals. They weren't just rocks lying around. They were light. There was light coming through them, almost as if there was light coming up from the earth, lighting up these crystals, and the whole earth was composed of these crystals. And so I'm holding these crystals in my hand, and the other people saying, come on, come on. And nobody else saw the crystals except for me. And we're driving away, and I'm thinking, they're driving over the crystals. They're hurting the crystals. And I'm just totally lit up by the earth and by these crystals. And I really felt a lot of light from that, and a beautiful flowing energy. And I took it to mean that the earth is really getting lit up, and the earth is crystalline, and we've been working with the crystals in the earth. And there are those that will see the light coming up from the earth and the beauty and the crystalline energy of the earth, and there's those that will just drive right over it and never see it. So I thought that was interesting. So thank you for letting me share. So I'm open to hearing from you, how you feel, what's going on, how you feel about our Ong Ma, putting the Ong and the Ma together for the meditation, and what experiences. So if anybody would like to share, go ahead and you can open up the phone lines. And here we are. We have a few minutes to share if anybody would like to share what they're feeling or intentions or anything. I'm ready. Is anybody there? Hello?
Hi, it's Shanti.
Hi, Shanti.
I love your dream. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
It's really beautiful, and I could see it. And it reminded me of this little kind of, you know, how you get these little bits of news information on the internet, on AOL, and there was a picture of this cave that was discovered, and it's below, it's in the earth, and it's there's this huge, the largest amounts of crystals that have ever been discovered. Did anyone else see this or read about it? But
yeah, in Mexico. Yeah, there's videos of that on YouTube.
Oh, it was just so beautiful. And when
aren't those amazing? They're huge. Yeah, those are selenite crystals.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are just incredible. Yeah, you know, on the calls earlier, a few months ago, we were meditating on crystals in the center of the earth. And then I found out about those after we've been meditating on activating the crystals inside the earth. So it's pretty awesome. Yeah, thank you. Good. How did you like the Om and the Ma put together? Was that powerful for you?
Very, very powerful. I love just doing Ong, and then, of course, then combining it with Ma. I mean, it's incredible. The Ma vibration for the earth is something so deep and primal when you do that.
Yeah, thank you. And what I heard on the instructions, too, was to inhale and four Ma's on a breath. And then exhale, that's what I was doing, but I didn't know. I didn't specifically say the instruction at that time, but that's the instruction that Yogi Bhajan was giving us. Good. Yeah, I really feel what you're saying. Thank you. Would anybody else like to share anything? Known or unknown? Go ahead.
Run your car. I probably will call you afterwards because there's still more, but there was, let's just say that there's some relief in the Ma meditation, and I remember doing it years ago. I didn't know it was, I always thought it was more for, like, forgiveness, but it felt very calming, and I just, there's been very little in the last 24 hours that calms anything down,
mm-hmm.
So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else?
Sadnam Gosir, it's French Lee. Maybe you talk about this before. I don't know. Are we going to keep in touch anyhow during the time you will be in Hawaii? Or we won't have...
We'll
I was in the Bahamas and I did a meditation with you without the phone and it felt very powerful to me at the time. We didn't talk, we just meditated together at that time. So I don't know if that's a possibility if we don't have a phone.
Well, you guys can still all meditate together. You can still call in on this number. You know, if somebody wants to be the, I don't know what they call it, facilitator or guide, then I can give that person my code. And that you guys, if you still want to call in and meditate together on Tuesdays at this time, if somebody wants to be the leader, then I'll give you the code to use this number.
But you got to be with us. I mean, you got to be at least spiritually with us. We can't do it without you. You are the leader.
Okay, well, I'm going to be meditating every day in Hawaii with all of us there, so... just tune into the energies, I guess. Do Aung Namo or do the Aung and the Ma's, and we'll be doing that in Hawaii, too. And the training's, you know, all day, every day, so I'm not, you know, sure exactly what the best times are to tell you to tune in with us, but we'll be there. I'm sure with the Aung and the Ma's, you'll feel us. And we'll be together. We are together. We've been meditating together for almost a year now. So I, Prem Siri and everybody else on the calls, every time we meditate together, I feel such power and consolidation in this group. We have created such a wonderful, strong bond and connection, and our meditations are deep. Anybody else feel that?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I feel really connected. I feel like we have a really, really strong connection. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, would anybody else like to share anything? Comments, questions?
Satnam, this is Sharon from Michigan.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. You were talking about visualizing, like, you know, the oil spill way down on the ocean floor. And yes, for the past few days, it just seems like every time I do the meditations, it seems like I just try to just visualize it and just, you know, see it just sealing itself, or just, you know, even before you talked about that, and you know, like, I really haven't been trying to listen to the news all the time, and you know, just, and I, you know, I haven't really been emotionally tied into it. I've, you know, this whole time I've just really, really tried to keep my emotions out of it, and just try to focus on the healing of that oil pipe, you know, just to help it to seal itself off. So that was cool how you talked about that, and also your dream too is really awesome. So.
Oh, beautiful! Thank you, Sharon. That's great.
Thanks.
Wonderful. Would anybody else like to comment, share anything? Good. Okay, well, I loved being with everybody today, and as I said, I just feel the love and the strength and the power of this group, and I felt our love and power going into the earth, and I hear Mother Earth Gaia just saying thank you. She is a being, a live being, as we know, as we see with all the spring and everything. So I did feel a lot of healing from that, and she just really needed our love and our healing today. So thank you, everybody. I totally hear Gaia saying thank you, and I hear Yogi Bhajan with us saying, acknowledging us. So you're all totally with me. I want you to know that. You're completely in my heart. And now I'll email on Shakti Activation and send some pictures. And so just tune in to us, and you'll be with me in my heart, and I will talk to you on the phone when I get back the end of July. So I think that's an aloha for the moment, unless anybody else has anything else they want to say.
Hello, Karen, it's Abenasi.
Oh, Abenasi, hi.
I came out a little late today. Excuse me, but before you go, do you have any parting meditations to leave with us?
Yeah, the meditation is the Ong and the Ma. So the Ong is the position where you're sitting cross-legged, lifting up on the diaphragm. The elbows are bent. The palms are facing forward at the sides. So the palms are like more like
a stop
by
sign.
Your shoulders or head. Yeah. And then, so 3 to 11 minutes of that, depending on, and then the hands, left palm down, right palm on top of it at the heart chakra, 3 to 11 minutes of ma. So it could be 3 yang, 3 ma's, but put them together. That's for meditation till I get back.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, much love to you and your students. I'll be thinking of you.
Well, I'll be thinking of you, Avnashi. So I'll be thinking of everybody. So love, aloha to everybody. Yeah, if you can do that, want to do that meditation every day, that would be great. And we will connect verbally.
Will you do me a big favor, too?
Yeah.
Give a big hug to your sister, Guru Ratana, and tell her that's from Abenasi.
Okay, I will.
She's a great inspiration to me to get going with the teacher training. So.
Okay, wonderful.
Fine. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you, everybody.
Yes? Excuse me. It's not deep speaking, Guru Karen. But now,
what?
I just wanted to ask, can you hear me? It's not deep speaking.
I can hear
you.
Thank you.
Good. Listen, I wanted to ask, in part of the message, you said you'd return in June. Are you coming back in July or in June?
I actually return the end of June. Starts May 20th to June 18th, but I may be there a few more days. So I said end of June.
End of June. Okay, sat down. Sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine. Okay, everybody, love to you all, and aloha, and we'll be connecting in spirit until we talk again.
Beautiful. Satnam.
Satnam.
Love you.
Love you.
Satnam.
Satnam. Bye.